Every autumn, Ontario municipalities prepare for winter's onslaught by buying up thousands of tons of sand and salt that will eventually be used to keep roadways and highways clear and free of treacherous ice. This winter, Oromandant, Isa and Springwater townships will spend about $750,000, combined, on sand and salt. They track it as if it were gold. Using modern technology, virtually every ounce of material can be tracked and the efficiency of the sand and salt program can be evaluated at almost any time. Plows are equipped with either a global positioning system, GPS, or an automated vehicle location, AVL, system and electronically controlled spreaders. We use computerized spreader control, which allows us to manage how much material we are putting down and where we are placing it, said Sean Binns, Director of Operations and Community Services for Oromandant Township. This helps with ensuring optimum application while meeting our maintenance requirements to ensure the safety of the traveling public. Scott Thompson, an Operations Department employee with Oromandant Township, surveys the stockpile of sand in the township's material storage dome in Moonstone. Wayne Doyle, Barrie Today. According to Ontario's Ministry of Transportation, salt spreading helps to melt snow and ice to prevent it from sticking to the highway and makes plowing more effective. Sand provides traction on slippery surfaces, especially when it is too cold for salt to be effective, below minus 10 degrees Celsius. Salt, an accepted mainstay of road maintenance today, wasn't used in winter maintenance in Canada until the 1940s. Prior to that, sand and small gravel was used to increase traction on snow-covered roads. How much salt a municipality uses varies. Springwater Township uses a 6% salt content mixture, according to Scott Haw, manager of roads and fleet, infrastructure and operational services. The township purchased 5,000 tons of sand and 300 tons of salt, which are mixed together in a process called brining, Ha said. Bin says Oromandant uses a mixture that is 7% salt content. Prior to 2023, Isa Township used a 4% salt content mixture, but upped the salt content to 10% last year. Isa is considering increasing the salt content to 15% in 2025. We're looking at gradual increases similar to what larger municipalities are doing, said Michael, manager of public works, deputy chief administrative officer for Isa Township. According to Binns, a typical winter season in Oromandant features about 60 feet snow events that require attention. Those events may be post-storm cleanup or preemptive storm maintenance. He said that's the rolling average of the last 5 years and it's up from the five-year average before that. There's definitely been less snow, but our main issue has been the temperature, Bin said. We've been experiencing an increase in freeze and thaw cycles and that's driving our material usage. Ha hasn't had the same experience. He says sand and salt use in Springwater is down so far this year. If temperatures had been closer to freezing at the end of December, we would have been out more due to freeze-thaw cycles, Ha said. However, since temperatures are forecasted to be lower in January, we anticipate our sand and salt usage will increase.